When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My Seven Chakras, Episode 0.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Join Aditya as he embarks on a journey to interview healers, thought leaders, and experts from the world of alternative healing to bring you nuggets of ancient wisdom to transform your life. Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jai Kumar.
Hey, beautiful people, this is your host, AJ. This is the first ever episode of My Seven Chakras, so thank you for taking the time to listen. It's going to be about 30 minutes long, and since it's episode zero, we won't be interviewing anyone today. I'll be interviewing some awesome guests from episode one onwards. So first, I will tell you a little bit about this podcast and the story behind why I decided to start My Seven Chakras, and then I'll introduce myself to you. Sound great? In case you haven't visited my website yet, now is the perfect time to go to mysevenchakras.com. That's my SEVEN Chakras, that's chakras.com, mysevenchakras.com. Hey everyone, I'm Aditya, also known as AJ. My name means the Lord of the Sun. So I want to use this medium to shine some wonderful, inspirational sunshine on you. 3 days in a week, I will be interviewing the most exciting and inspiring thought leaders, healers, and experts from the world of alternative healing. Now, each interview will be fascinating as I ask insightful questions to my guests and unravel their story, a story of victories, major challenges, learning moments, growth, and a story of healing, a story of my seven chakras. But wait, what are chakras? That's a great question. Chakra literally means a wheel. It represents the wheel of life, so to speak. You may have heard numerous people speak about chakras, chakra healing, or chakra meditation. On the other hand, you may have never heard about the term and came through Google search to this website. Whatever the reason, I strongly believe that you were destined to come here, and I'm really glad you made it thus far. In the next few minutes, I am going to elaborate reasons why you should know about chakras and how they affect your life. So let's admit it. We live in a really fast-paced world, a world where we receive hundreds of marketing messages a day from all sources such as mobile, television, computer, direct mail, and we interact with people from all walks of life, some of whom are positive, some negative, and some just indifferent. And we strive hard to make a living for ourselves and our loved ones. It is indeed a dog-eat-dog world where a person has to always stay up to date and informed to keep his or her job, stay competitive, and remain indispensable. In such a situation, what we may or may not realize is that we are constantly collecting and giving away energies from various parts of our body, and depending on the frequency of that energy, we are also emitting and absorbing colors from our environment and the people that we meet. We have energy centers in our body around our main organs, which are responsible for such energy exchange. Now, these energy centers are called chakras, spinning vortices that, like whirlpools, pulsate with a particular color and attract all the energy around them that match with their vibratory level. right? So there are seven main chakras, and they are arranged along the spinal column from our tailbone to the crown of our head. Any imbalance in the energies around us will congest or block our chakras in varying levels, affecting our mental, emotional, or spiritual well-being. For thousands of years, sages and yogis have been using various exercises, meditations, and techniques to balance chakras and establish a state of equilibrium once again. And this practice is known as chakra healing. But we'll be talking a lot more about chakras, energy healing, yoga, and other powerful topics in the episodes to come. So I will be producing a new 50-minute episode 3 days a week so that you always have great content to listen to on your way to work, while you meditate, perform yoga, or just relax at the end of the day. Episodes that will inspire you and motivate you. All right, now let's talk a little bit about the details of how the interview will flow. And after that, I'll tell you a little bit about myself, the host, Aditya, and my journey thus far. So each episode begins with an inspirational quote. At My Seven Chakras, we believe in the power of Ichinen Sanzen, a Buddhist term which means that there are 3,000 worlds, possibilities, or outcomes from just one single thought, and that there is infinite potential in a single thought, concept, or idea. Sharing that inspirational quote immediately takes us into a space of awareness, learning, and compassion, and that's a wonderful way to begin our show. We also learn about the significance of that quote for our featured guest. We then dive deeper into our featured guest's life and understand what is their main focus at this point in life. We also talk about the work or the practice of our guest, whether it is yoga, tai chi, energy healing, or any other practice. We learn the story behind how our guest got into that particular alternative healing practice and the significance of chakras within their practice. We then gain a deeper understanding into both the short-term and long-term benefits of that particular practice. We understand the type of influence our guest has had on people's lives so far, and we ask them their most inspiring client healing story till date. After that, we move on to a very important part of our show, which is all about a major challenge, or as I term it, a learning moment. At My Seven Chakras, we are all about learning and gaining life lessons from the experiences of our guests. So we go through a major challenge that our guest has faced, which might be a mental, physical, or a spiritual, or maybe a financial challenge, and actually go back to that very moment. We try to understand how the guest was feeling at that instant, their approach to the situation, and the steps that they took to rise above, balance their energies, and overcome that particular challenge. We then move on to a very critical phase of our guest's life, which is all about finding the reason we've been placed on this earth. We talk about finding your true calling or your purpose. As Oprah Winfrey once said, we're all called. If you're here breathing, you have a contribution to make to our human community. The real work of your life is to figure out your function, your part in the whole, and as soon as possible. And then get about the business of fulfilling it as only you can. So we asked our guest about their calling and the story behind how they actually found their true calling. We focus on going back to that actual magical moment beyond which our guest knew for sure that this is what they were meant to do for the rest of their life. After that, we reach the wisdom round, one of our most exciting rounds. Now, the Merriam-Webster describes wisdom as knowledge that is gained by having many experiences in life. The beauty of this round is that through a series of rapid-fire questions, we probe deep into the mind of our guest to extract priceless nuggets of wisdom. Wonderful, isn't it? Remember, even a single idea, insight, or wisdom you receive could be pivotal to your journey of growth and self-healing. Now, some of the questions in this round include, what is the best advice you've ever received? What's a personal habit that has dramatically enhanced your well-being? Describe the first 2 hours of your day. In other words, we talk about their particular morning ritual. And then we ask our guest for one particular book recommendation that would inspire us and motivate us. As entrepreneurs or working professionals, we devote most of our time and resources to the business we are currently running. Oftentimes, in a bid to make the most out of our time, we might find ourselves in a position where we're really drained of energy and feeling stressed. You know that the answer is somewhere out there, and there may be many practices that promise better health and wellness, but you just don't know where to start. I know exactly how you feel, and that's a very natural feeling. Now, these little nuggets of wisdom that you learn from this particular round might actually help you take that leap towards reviving your lost energy and balancing your chakras. All right, now that I've told you a little bit about the format of the show, I want to share with you why I created my seven chakras. I've been listening to podcasts for about 3 years now. Before that, I used to regularly listen to audio recordings by motivational experts such as Tony Robbins, Les Brown, and Brian Tracy, and listening to their voice inspired me to take action. But there was definitely something special about podcasts. Before that, I used to regularly listen to audio recordings by motivational experts such as Tony Robbins, Brian Tracy, and Les Brown, and listening to their voice inspired me to take action. I got to know about podcasts, particularly through one of my supervisors who had recently purchased an iPad. What I liked most about podcasts was that I could listen to them anywhere, while traveling to work on the train, while having breakfast, or while relaxing on the beach. I love the fact that no matter what my interests were, health and wellness, entrepreneurship, or Buddhism, there was always a podcast ready for my consumption. And the best part was that it was always available for free. So soon I started listening to podcasts by entrepreneurs such as Pat Flynn, John Lee Dumas, Jason Van Orden, and Jeremy Frenson. I was really inspired by the immense personal growth that they were able to experience and the enormous influence that they were able to generate within a short period of time from the comfort of their homes. And I was soon hooked on to these shows that interviewed small business owners who provided tips, advice, and insights on how to start an online business. Listening to these voices every day felt like I had a personal business coach. Amazing as these shows were, I was longing for a different kind of show. Deep down, I wished that I could listen to alternative healing experts share tips, advice, and insights so that I could not only grow my business, but enhance myself mentally, physically, and spiritually as well. Another thing I noticed was that some of the podcasts about alternative healing and wellness were aired only once or twice a week, and some podcast shows had only 8 to 10 episodes. I wanted a show that had a consistent format so that listeners would have a very specific and actionable takeaway in each and every episode. I yearned for a show that talked about the immense power and potential of chakras, energy healing, Reiki, and yoga, because I felt that having such information and taking action towards it could tremendously enhance a person's life in every area. But I couldn't find my ideal podcast until I decided to start my own podcast called My Seven Chakras. My Seven Chakras would ensure that a brand new episode awaited me and the numerous other listeners thrice in a week. I really wanted to hear the stories of those who have experienced massive breakthroughs and transformations using alternative healing. Here at My Seven Chakras, you would have access to precious nuggets of wisdom and inspiring stories on a regular basis to inspire you to take that leap towards a healthier lifestyle. A thriving business or a prolific career is of no use if we aren't in a position to enjoy it. So in order to enjoy those priceless moments with your loved ones and to feel fulfilled and empowered on a daily basis, you need a healthy body, mind, and a soul. Through My Seven Chakras, you will have access to all the tips, advice, and insights you will need to get there. Okay, now that you know about My Seven Chakras and why I created it, let me finish this episode with my story. I am Aditya Jaikumar, also known as AJ, and I was born and raised in the financial capital of India, Mumbai. My life has been filled with seamlessly unrelated events that in retrospect seem to make sense now. When I was a kid, I used to spend hours recording my voice on my computer. I really enjoyed talking into the microphone, and I would talk in different accents, sometimes pretend that I was a radio talk show host introducing guests. I never knew how this passion of mine would translate into a career, and later on in life, I just forgot about this talent that I had. When I was a kid, I lived in the suburbs. Growing up, I was really interested in ancient history and mythology. I would listen in amazement when people spoke about lost civilizations, forgotten technology, evolution of language, and alternative forms of healing such as chakra healing, yoga, and tai chi. Somewhere deep down, I knew that for the human species to have a better future, we would have to learn a lot from our past. Yoga was part of the core curriculum when I was in school, and I still remember the bliss I used to experience every time I did a yoga session. However, as I got older, subjects like chemistry and physics replaced the good old yoga class, and I stopped my practice altogether. I also recall that my grandfather's last wish was for me to read the Mahabharata, an epic story about ancient India handed down over thousands of years with many twists and turns intertwined with intricate subplots, life lessons, and morals. At 18, I left Mumbai, my home city, to pursue an undergraduate degree in business in a place called Pune, also known as the Oxford of the East. I spent 3 years meeting people from around the world, being a part of a rock band, gaining new life experiences, and pretty much enjoying my life without a care in the world or any responsibility. I had a bike and I would ride on it for hours together, enjoying the breeze, visiting lakes, and going wherever my bike took me. My father sent me living expenses for the month, so as long as that was on time, I didn't have anything to worry about. Life was just perfect. Until one day on June 5th, 2008. That morning was just like any other morning. I was in a hurry to get to school. I lived about 2 miles from my school, and although it was near, I always wore a helmet. For some reason, I left my helmet behind that particular day. I was just 5 minutes away from school when all of a sudden, a car rams into the side of my bike and everything goes black. I wake up only days later, staring at the ceiling of the hospital. I'm confused and puzzled because I don't remember how I came here. I touch my face and it's all bandaged. That's right. The car rammed into me, sending me straight into the air and face first onto the road. There was blood rushing all over my face. And luckily, a friend of mine who was at the site of the incident rushed me to the hospital. So there I was on the hospital bed, and I looked into the mirror in disbelief because I couldn't see my face, only bandages all over like an Egyptian mummy. For a few seconds, I thought I was dreaming, so I pinched myself a few times. It was real. I didn't know what to feel. Sad, because of all the places I could get injured, I got injured on my face, usually one of the most valuable assets of a person. I didn't know if I should have felt happy, because it was as if the universe gave me another chance, a chance to share a message to the world, a message that life is so delicate that things can change in a few seconds. All we can do is cherish and fully utilize the time that we have today and love our close ones, because the fact is that we may not see tomorrow. When I was 21, I graduated with a first class and joined Bose Corporation, a Fortune 500 company that specialized in high-end audio equipment. I joined as a sales rep because I wanted to know about brands from the ground up and gain experience in selling high-value products. By the time I was 24, I had become an experienced sales professional at Bose India and was rewarded 3 times with international vacations for exceeding my annual revenue budgets. I got to visit places like Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, and Boston, places I dreamed of visiting as a kid, and got to meet some really interesting people, people who were empowered, people who were independent, and people who were taking action towards their dreams. This really inspired me. And these trips exposed me to a world very different from the one I knew back home in India. Upon returning to India, I felt that I needed to take action towards creating a change. The first thing I wanted to change was my work timings. Although I enjoyed selling high-end audio equipment to affluent customers, I felt that the long retail work hours, the working on weekends, and the standing on the floor all day was really wearing me out, and I had to do something about it as soon as possible. However, I really loved the product, the company, and the industry, so I wanted to stay in the same company, if possible. So I sought out opportunities at the regional head office, and based on my experience, I obtained a business-to-business role at the regional headquarters in the same company. This new job was very enjoyable for 2 years because I had better timings, I was exposed to new business models. I had an opportunity to make an impact on a larger scale because a large portion of my role involved building strategic relationships with channel partners, expanding business, and driving sales across multiple stores. Great as this job was, I knew something else was in store for me. Through the power of internet, I was exposed to numerous practices such as Reiki, guided visualization, chakra healing, and I was so intrigued with these topics that I got my hand on whatever was available for free online such as YouTube videos and audio recordings. The peace, relaxation, and bliss I used to experience after these healing sessions cannot be expressed in words. And I thought to myself, there has to be a way of communicating such ancient and wonderful wisdom to people around the world. Growing up, I never saw my dad report to any boss or supervisor because he ran his own outdoor advertising business. And unknowingly, he planted the roots of entrepreneurship deep within me. He sometimes avoided the topic of entrepreneurship, probably because he didn't want me to dive blindly into it, but to learn, establish a stable foundation, and then get into business. But I feel he saw a younger version of himself in me and knew that I wanted to start a business sometime in the future. While I wanted to start a business, I was waiting for the right moment, the right idea, the right situation, and I knew that the right moment was on its way. When I turned 26, I made a decision to move to Canada. I wanted to live in a place that had natural beauty, an entrepreneurial spirit, and a welcoming community. And based on my research, I identified Vancouver, British Columbia as that ideal city. Taking the advice of people around me, I decided that pursuing an MBA, Master's in Business Administration, would be a great way to learn business skills, establish my personal brand, and integrate myself into the community. As time passed by, I learned more about business and marketing, and the more people I met, the larger my passion grew to start my own venture. And then it finally dawned on me one night on 3rd February 2015 at 3 a.m. I was ready to embark on my entrepreneurial journey, and I was going to name my podcast My Seven Chakras. Although it was dark all around, my vision for it was bright as sunshine. I rushed to my laptop and registered my domain immediately, and that was when my7chakras.com was born. At that point, I knew with complete conviction and confidence what I wanted to do: create a podcast interviewing featured guests who have dedicated their lives to raising the level of human consciousness. A pivotal moment for me was when I attended a 3-day conference called Blog Mastery a few months later. I knew that I would get to meet some really influential people at this conference, and more importantly, I would meet people with the same interests and mindset as me at this event. This conference indeed exceeded my expectations because of the workshops, the discussions, and the networking opportunities. A couple of months down the line, I was prepared to launch my7chakras.com. My mission is to help you enhance your life physically, mentally, and spiritually by reaching out to thought leaders in the alternative healing space and bring you invaluable insights, advice, and stories so that you can listen, get inspired, and take action. And you can listen to all these episodes in the comfort of your home, while in transit, or while you're jogging in the beautiful outdoors. Steve Jobs rightly said that you cannot connect the dots looking forward, you can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust that the dots will somehow connect in your future. And as I look back, my interest for voice recording, my love for ancient history, my yoga practice in school, my life-changing bike accident, and my grandfather's last wish for me to read an ancient text. All of these incidents, I feel, happened for a particular reason, and that my dream of starting my own venture, My Seven Chakras, was waiting to be manifested for 27 years. I have no clue where this ride will take me, but I do know that it is a journey that will create a positive impact on the lives of many. I know that you have a dream and that you're committed to taking action. So thank you for listening to today's episode. I truly hope that the stories we share here help you on your journey towards improving your health and achieving your dreams much faster. If you're inspired by my vision for My Seven Chakras, and if you believe that we can make a positive impact, then please go to iTunes, subscribe, give us a rating, and if you feel the show deserves it, a 5-star rating. These reviews and ratings are really critical for a podcast. They help boost the show's popularity, provide it more exposure, and enable our message to reach a larger audience so that someday soon this show can influence millions around the world. So let's begin a story. This is your story, and this is my story, as we learn more about our body, our mind, our energy, and specific ways in which we can tap into our higher selves. So come on over to my7chakras.com. That's my7chakras.com. Join our subscribers and let's make an impact.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at www.myseven-chakras.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.